Gary Edwards is happy to forget the old building his organization, United Cerebral Palsy of Greater Birmingham, used to inhabit.
I've been in that particular one for 30 years that we kind of held together with duct tape. That was in a part of town that was kind of changing.
That's a polite way of saying the neighborhood near downtown had gone downhill. So much so that Edwards had to hire a security guard to patrol the on-site child care center. But no more. Today, a state-of-the-art 41,000-square-foot learning center sits on the western fringe of town, surrounded by nature walks and residential neighborhoods.
Hello, Daniel, wave hello. Hello, Daniel, wave hello. Hello, Daniel, wave hello. Skip Timothy, my darling. Hi, Daniel.
An $8 million campaign built this building, and a good chunk of it came from HealthSouth and its ousted chairman and CEO, Richard Scrushy. For years, the man and the company he built were known across the country for their philanthropic largesse. But now that newspaper headlines speak of inflated profits, insider trading, and cheating Medicare, the nonprofit organizations that once relied on HealthSouth donations are having to reassess the way they do business. For many, like United Cerebral Palsy, that means rethinking the way they have traditionally developed their budgets, says UCP fundraiser Linda Baker.
You look at history, what people have done, you look at what people tell you they want to do and what they think they might do, and you build a budget off of that and you plan your budget for the following year.
In other words, it's a budget built on what-ifs. But today, it's an atmosphere of who knows in Birmingham. So nonprofits must include more strategic planning and diversification in their budgeting process, according to George Elliott, executive director of the Nonprofit Resource Center of Alabama.
I think it was a wake-up call to many who may have been counting on those dollars each year. There are plenty of other places in the greater Birmingham area where one can seek funding. But I think what it basically says is that nonprofits need to have a plan. They need to have a long-term plan, and hope is not that strategy.
Especially in these tight economic times, the loss of charitable dollars from HealthSouth and Mr. Scrushy, combined with decreased giving overall and shrinking government funding, is going to be tough on many local nonprofits, some more than others. George Elliott says some organizations might even turn it into a battle cry for more funding.
I have a need to produce this mission, and I have had a real hit on my income that's used to do that. And I need some special help at this time. So there could be a marketing tool, if you will.
Richard Scrushy's tax-exempt foundation has given nearly $5 million to Birmingham charities in recent years. So you can't throw a rock in this city without hitting a building named for Scrushy. With $2.5 billion in alleged phony earnings at HealthSouth, there are a lot of questions right now. The government says it won't require charities to give back any money Scrushy's given them in the past, but future giving by Scrushy and the HealthSouth Foundation is anything but assured. I'm Tanya Ott.